here at the Farm Progress Show at the Pioneer Tent. With me is Kip Cullors, the world record soybean grower from Southwest Missouri. And Kip, why don't you start? First of all, I know you're doing some presentations here at the Pioneer Tent. Tell me what you're talking about.
We're talking about what new and exciting things we're doing this year. We got a lot of new experiments. Some's working, some's not. But our biggest one we're talking about is our underground John Deere drip tape study that we're doing. And it's really actually pretty exciting. I didn't know how bad of a water I was until we did this. We got the crop sense in the ground, and it's pretty exciting what we're learning out of it.
Well, now let's talk about the crop. I know that because I'm in Missouri, I know what the crop's like in Missouri, and I've been wondering the last couple of weeks how your crop is doing down in Southwest Missouri.
Well, the best way I know how to describe it would be horrible at best as far as corn goes. Our first 4,000 acres averaged 23 bushels. So, I don't know what much more to say than that. It's just heat, dry weather, just stress, just been absolutely horrible. So, there's always next year. But the bright side is the soybeans actually look pretty good. Corn's on a time clock. It gets X amount of GD used. It's going to shoot a tassel. Soybeans are a lot more forgiving. They bloom 75 days, basically got 75 days to mess up, 75 days to redeem yourself.
Well, what are your test plots look like these days?
Our test plots look pretty good. We'll go over 100, I'm sure, on our soybeans. We have some dry land, double crop soybeans planted behind barley that's probably going to make four times what our corn's averaging. So, I don't know. Like I said, soybeans are so easy, it just lets you redeem yourself.
I guess just in general, look at the prices, the whole agriculture industry this year, it seems like everybody's in pretty good moods despite the fact that the weather, which is always a challenge, has been more than a challenge this year.
Yeah, everybody seems to be in a really good mood. $7-$8 corn and $14 beans really gets everybody pretty pumped up to try new things. So, yeah, I think everybody's here. There's a lot of people here at Farm Progress, and I really think that, just a lot of people here wanting to try new things.
Well, have you been doing much traveling this year?
A little more than I like, but yeah, it's, we went to Soybean College and went to the Hefty Brothers deal here at Farm Progress. I'm going to Brazil 10th through 16th of September, so yeah, I've been traveling a lot.
And how's the wife and kids?
They're fine. Michelle came to Farm Progress with me, and I think she's out there watching the combines run right now.
All right, well, it's always a pleasure to see Kip Cullors here at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.